Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 26th. South Bruce OPP say they have seen an unfortunate rise in fraud reports. OPP say since January, they've received 74 fraud-related reports amounting to over $260,000 in lost funds. They say scams that are becoming increasingly prevalent involve providing gift card numbers, cryptocurrency investment scams, and electronic transactions through online marketplaces and buy and sell social groups. They caution scammers can be very convincing in their messaging and have the capability to clone phone numbers so that they will look legitimate on your caller ID. OPP stations in our region are installing a new public access calling system. Now, if you visit a detachment after hours, there will be a new e-phone at the door. It's a touchscreen system that replaces the old handset phone used for decades outside OPP buildings. Just like the old system, all e-phone calls will connect directly to the Provincial Communications Center, but it will also give dispatchers the location of the call, which saves them time gathering information. 20 out of 34 West Region locations have already transitioned, and the rest will transition by the fall. New figures are out today from Stats Canada about the income of Canadian families. The median take-home pay for a Canadian family and single people was $70,500 in 2022, down more than 3% from the year before. The numbers are adjusted for inflation and also show that 3.8 million Canadians are living below the poverty line. King Charles III will reportedly return to public duties next week. Buckingham Palace says he's making progress in his cancer treatment. It won't be a full schedule return, but he is expected to visit a cancer treatment center in a symbolic appearance on Tuesday. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 83 points to 21,969. The Dow Jones is up 153 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.16 U.S. cents, down 0.06 of a cent, and the price of oil is 83.66, up 9 cents a barrel. In sports, Canada hammered Czechia 6-0 at the Under-18 Men's World Hockey Championship in Finland this afternoon. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is a member of Team Canada. He had 26 saves in the shutout win. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, it's Game 1 tonight at the P&H Centre in the Schmaltz Cup semifinal between the Hanover Barons and Clarington Eagles. That's underway at 8. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Edmonton all have games tonight, and the New York Rangers will go for a 3-0 series lead over the Washington Capitals. Game 4 in the Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins is tomorrow. In Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani will play his first game in Toronto tonight since taking Blue Jays fans on a wild ride in a free agency over the winter. LA Dodgers Blue Jays underway just after 7 this evening. And the Owen Sound North Stars open the Ontario Junior B lacrosse season on the road against the Six Nations this evening. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. Increasing cloudiness tonight, 50-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature dipping to around 7 degrees. Rain and a chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow, the wind gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour, a high around 18. A chance of showers on Sunday and a high of 19. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.